According to Jerry Silly, sometime between that fateful Thursday and Friday, Francistown, New Hampshire, turned to glass.
Everything was just like glass. The whole, everything. Everything. Houses, trees, lawn, every blade of grass had ice on it. I mean, it was like, it was beautiful, but did a lot of damage, too.
It was a visionary, far-fetched and glittering woods those first two nights. The moon was full and shimmered brightly on the startled forest. There was no wind, and nothing moved. The trees had lost their tremble, wrapped in stiff, clear sleeves of ice. But soon, here and there, in fits and starts, the woods began to shatter. Lucy Nichols, in her homestead in Greenfield, will remember the sound of the breaking trees forever.
My most strongest memory was lying awake and hearing what I sounded like gunshots all night long. And it didn't sound like modern gunfire, but, you know, sort of 1776, load a musket, let it go, you know, and then a pause and then the next one. But it was all around and it was all night.
Days later, we're all gathered in the Francistown Community Church, settled over hot meals and the flickering tea lights, scattered across the long tables. For the last 4 days, Mike Petrovic and Cher Barker have taken over the church's kitchen, serving breakfasts and dinners here in the warm hall to anyone who comes through the door.
This is really helping people in the community. This goes way beyond voluntary. I mean, we've had tremendous support from the community. The people that have come here have been really grateful to be able to get a warm meal.
It's probably been a good Christmas gift is what it's been. Everybody's taken a deep breath going, this isn't so awful, not to be able to run around, not to be able to use the computer, not to be able to watch TV.
Diane Curran has been here almost every day.
The church has really been the nexus of the whole town now, which has been lovely.
A nexus where Mother Nature meets human nature. I'd never quite understood that Dickens quote about the best of times and the worst of times until I heard Jerry Silly articulated in her own way.
It's the best thing I've ever had the experience of. These people are so good. I mean, everybody has pitched in, and some of them have really worked really hard. It's the worst thing I've ever seen since I've lived here for 50 years. I've never seen anything like this.
Rumors circulate that power might return to Main Street tonight, and before it does, I take a brief stroll along the unlit road. The old houses are dark, like they once were dark 100 years ago. Here and there along the way, I spy the yellow, blurry fin of a candle flame and see the brush of someone striding by a window. Houses at night either bloom or squint with lights, but this is almost medieval, all the black homes with smoke rising from their chimneys. Back inside the warm hall, I have a slice of homemade pie and walk among the tables with the church's pastor, Suzanne Lamport. She's lived in Francistown for the last 5 years.
Well, it's been so heartening to have all this help. I think it's food for the body and food for the soul and the spirit.
Whoa, it just came on. Oh my goodness. Wow.
The lights come on in a dizzy surprise, and I duck down as though some bright bird has flown overhead. There's power surging through the lines, and the room is white with fluorescence. But no one rushes off home. They're still eating dinner, still moving along the serving line, still getting more food, cookies, pie, returning to their tables to talk about the ice storm, to talk about the damage, to talk about what they did after the town turned to glass. For NHPR News, I'm Sean Hurley.